Philadelphia. There may be quite a few conversations about trees today following yesterday's storm that knocked down some trees and limbs in our region. There are other conversations going on about trees, one on Wednesday as Philadelphians testified before City Council that more needs to be done to protect and grow the trees in the city. WHYY Sophia Schmidt reports.
The Philly Tree Plan aims to reverse a trend of tree loss in the city by protecting existing trees and planting more in areas that have too few. Residents told City Council members the plan's a good one, and now it requires follow-through from the city. Dominique London leads UC Green, a nonprofit that plants and maintains trees in West and Southwest Philly. She says there are still barriers that deprive renters and some homeowners of trees in front of their homes.
If you have a cracked sidewalk, you have to have that sidewalk repaired before you get the tree. And depending on your income, that just might not be something that you can get done.
Officials with Philly's Department of Parks and Recreation say they're working to increase staffing, tree planting, and maintenance of existing trees throughout the city. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania is spending $10.6 million to build a new elections management system. By 2028, the state should have a single system to handle voter registration, election night reporting, lobbying disclosure, and campaign finance. Megan Mayer is a researcher at the election technology nonprofit Verified Voting. She says Pennsylvania's current system is already doing far more than it was originally designed to do back in 2002. That's when Congress passed the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA, requiring states to create unified voter registration systems.
When HAVA initially required voter registration databases, they really were just lists of registered voters.
Now registration systems need to handle the more than 1.8 million mail ballot voters returned in 2024 and adapt to changing laws like early voting or voter ID. The current system is still secure, that's according to Mayer, who says it's just clunky and takes up a lot of election official time and it's not easily adapted to changing laws. Pennsylvania officials hope laid-off federal workers will apply for jobs with the state. Governor Josh Shapiro announced a hiring initiative on Wednesday and issued an executive order to help employees terminated by the Trump administration. The order directs state agencies to view federal experience as equivalent to state experience when gauging qualifications. Governor Shapiro says Trump's layoffs have weakened the country as a whole, but the state has vacancies in jobs that include registered nurses, civil engineers, accountants, and those who work for the emergency management groups. In sports, the 76ers visit the Celtics tonight. The Flyers are home with the Jets, and the forecast calls for a mix of sun and clouds, very heavy winds this afternoon.